So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. The judge is in the house. Hear ye, please all rise. And I'm thrilled that that's the case. And the tell here on the Dom Giordano Show, instantly, the shadow of Judge Patrick Dugan is here. And what is Krasner doing? He's meeting with a bunch of ministers this week to stop President Trump, who's not coming to Philadelphia, from coming to Philadelphia. Oh, man, is the judge got Krasner on the run. Let's go to Judge Patrick Dugan, who is a candidate now in the general election for mayor, for DA in Philadelphia. Hey, Judge, thank you. Thanks for taking this on, and thanks for joining us.
Tom, thanks for having me. And yes, I have to take this mission on. As a paratrooper, lifelong Philadelphian, and judge who's seen it firsthand, the failed policies of Larry Krasner, the way he's abandoned our people, our neighborhoods. And I'm talking about all people, no matter what your registration is, Democrat, Republican, independent, unaffiliated, young, old, people who can't vote, people who don't vote. I want to represent them in the district attorney's office and kick him out where he has failed miserably for the citizens of Philadelphia.
Judge, what did you learn from the first go round being in the ring with Krasner?
That I make him nervous because when he would sit in a room with me and I would bring up things like the gun conviction rate, right, the retail theft policy, all that, I make him squirm. What I did learn is that I need to focus more on getting people out to vote. I've heard some conversations on your program. I've done some analysis. Other experts have talked to me. And the key is to get people out to vote who would vote for me and be against Krasner. Either or, whether it's they're voting for me because they dislike Krasner or they're voting for me because they know that I'll be fair, I'll be tough but smart as a district attorney. So I need to focus on areas that are going to go that way. We've talked about it. There's pockets in this city that need to come out to draw out to vote. Republicans need to come out to vote at a higher rate. Those Democrats who voted for me need to come back out. Independents need to come out to vote. And as I heard you say yesterday, I believe the numbers are there too. It's not going to be easy, I'm going to need everybody to make those phone calls to your neighbor, to your cousins. Make sure everybody comes out to vote November 4th so we can kick out Larry Krasner, this mainline elitist. Let's people loose all the time who are committing heinous crimes. We have to stop that insanity.
Without a doubt, Judge, and this is going to be a test of Democrats who I think are the old-fashioned type of Democrat that even if I differ with them a little bit, you know, you could talk with and all that. Are they going to say, well, no, this guy is not running in the Democrat primary? So to that point, let's be clear. When you're running in the general election, I know you have the term independent in front of it, but what do you say you're running as?
I say I am running with the only label that I am embracing is the title of Philadelphian.
Okay.
I am running for all parties. This race for district attorney, and I sincerely mean this, is more important than any political stance or political party because we're talking about the lives and safety of our city. The University of Pennsylvania did a study, professors at the University of Pennsylvania Law School, and they said Krasner's policy are responsible for more than 500 extra murders in our city. Despite the fact that the numbers are down, so they say, more than 500 extra murders because of Larry Krasner's lack of prosecution, letting people in and out on these guns. When they get caught with guns, he doesn't prosecute them. It's bigger than any label anybody gives me. I'm running as a Philadelphian.
Judge, I got to say, I am thrilled, as you know, you listen to the show. I'm really glad about that, that you're taking this on, because I know that, you know, people like Bob Brady are very friendly with and all, and they have to say the right things toward Democrats. So it is something, but I agree with you. And I think you've picked up a lot from the first time. I don't know how much you were around Krasner. I've never been around him, but I study guys like this. He is insufferable beyond belief. And when he brought, as you know, I've said this many times, your wife into this, if he does that again, I just would have to stop the debate and say, we're not going forward till we get this straight. We're going to leave wives out of this thing. It's ludicrous that he did that.
Yeah, so being a kid from, I was born in Fairmount, raised in Frankfort under the L, and having been an infantry paratrooper, served 5 years overseas, the Patty Dugan from Philadelphia wanted to say, let's go outside behind the dumpster. But I'm a candidate running for public office and a retired judge, so I had to put that Patty Dugan to the side. But it was pretty close to coming to the point, let's go behind the dumpster. I would love to have a charity boxing match or a wrestling match with this town anytime.
Yes. Oh, God,
I really
yes.
would.
Well, I got something more sedate than that. Working to the debates or the encounters a little bit, because I know you're a big Eagles fan. This guy is a Fugazi. He's Fugazi up and down the line. He's a Fugazi Phillies fan, you know, going with all of his guards and all to the Phillies game, Judge, and telling us we're perfectly safe. I don't think he would know a field goal from a soccer pitch.
Yeah, there was one debate when he tried to talk about the tush push. He really doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand the go birds mentality at all.
Yeah.
I completely agree. You know what he is? He's a guy who went to high school at Conestoga, one of the blue ribbon schools, public schools in the state of Pennsylvania. And I think he was on the horse club. I think he rode at the Devon Horse Show. So I really do.
We need an ad on that. Judge, what was your high school?
I went to the prep, St. Joe's Prep. I was blessed that I had a nun in grade school, St. Joachim's, who forced me to take the entrance exam. I had no idea what the prep was.
Right.
And I was blessed enough that I scored well. And I got a poor kid scholarship. It's called the Gino Scholarship.
Yes.
From the fast food restaurant.
Yes, yes.
Those wealthy families involved with them gave kids from the city scholarships to go to the prep. So it just opened up a whole new world for me. And I am a very proud St. Joe's Prep graduate.
I'm thinking of the years you were there. I don't know. I'm a Newman guy. Newman did. Pretty good. Newman's pretty good in basketball, as you know. So I'm trying to remember that. So, Judge, broad strokes is getting people to turn out. I think your advisors are right on that because people know about Krasner, despite the media cover-up. You're going to run a campaign educating them more. We had on Martina White, as you probably know, and we talked about Northeast Philadelphia. To me, this is the last chance for Northeast Philadelphia. If they want it to be Mayfair, that you and I knew Mayfair was, not going to be that way if we have Krasner for four more years or beyond.
That's correct. Mayfair was voted one of the best neighborhoods in the country not that long ago. I'm old enough to know when Kensington and Allegheny was actually a gritty neighborhood, but had thriving businesses along there. You can go to the Midway Theater. I did all that as a kid. And yes, we have to get people to stop being apathetic. They're complaining, we can't win this. There's no way we can get rid of them. Well, everybody has to come out to vote and bring their people out to vote, their family members, their neighbors. Everybody has to do this because the city is suffering. And if we all keep doing that, what do they call it? The Philly shrug. Well, that's Philly. What are we going to do about it? Get up off your butts, off the couch, and come out and have your voice heard instead of us all complaining. And I'm talking to the Northeast. I'm talking to other neighborhoods throughout the city. Get up and take your neighborhoods back. Stop giving it to Larry Krasner's non-prosecution policies.
Yeah, we know that his bases of support are not the neighborhoods you talked about. It's just in the last election and previously, they get demoralized, and this is real. I'm not just saying that. As you know, yesterday, I believe in this, that the Democrats that voted for you, by and large, come out. Republicans are going to have a surge. They finally have something to vote on, and independents. The math is there. We're on an equal footing at that point. It's all on turnout.
Absolutely is. So, again, I need every single person who is tired of Larry Krasner's policies destroying the city of Philadelphia to get motivated, get your mail-in ballot early, send $20, volunteer, call your neighbors, call your families, because we, all of us Philadelphians who want to make a change can really pull this off. We really can do this.
Absolutely. What's your website, Judge? I know you just announced on Saturday. Do you have a website up and running we can send people to?
Yes. Judge Dugan, 4DA. And it's you spell the word four out. So judgedugan4da.com.
And Judge,
there's a donation button on there. There's a volunteer.
Exactly. Well, our commitment is, any events you have, anything we can do to raise a crowd, we'll be out there with you. Just let me know. I'm thrilled that you're into this because, as we broke down yesterday, this is the first real shot. Krasner not only is not invincible, the first time around, as you know, he got $1.25 million in a race of, six Democrats and just one going away. Then the next time, he had a guy with low name recognition. Then he had Chuck Peruto Jr. Now he's got someone of substance, somebody with a real background and more name recognition since you've been through it once.
Yeah, I think this could be a perfect storm in the primary. Just people come out and vote to have your voice heard and help save and make our city safer for our children.
Exactly. Judge, thank you so much. Please come on along the campaign trail whenever you'd like. We'd love to hear from Judge Dugan.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. Get out and vote, folks, November 4th.
Thank you very much, Judge Patrick Dugan here. Thanks to producers and also to Jody. All right, quick poll here on Twitter. Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up right now. Why is that searchlight in my eyes here? My eyes! Usually,
I mean, is it too bright?
Yeah, well, yes, because usually I'm in here. I turn that little circle all the way up, and I hit A and B, and I feel as if I'm like in a mine shaft.
Oh.
Yes, now.
So do you have a code that you press?
Yeah. A and B, and the circle goes all the way around.
I can't understand these damn things. I'm sorry.
But now this is, like, glaring.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
You were just, it was a spy from the Gravy Wars.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, I think Rich is doing something in there, needs a lot of light.
Rich only tried fixing his own lights.
Yeah,
and
there
up
you go. And now his light's all screwed up. I'm just letting it for the morning show. I'll come in with coffee eyes and all. We'll see what they do. All right, that's Judge Dugan. How did that sound to you? 855-839-1210. The man of the hour. Krasner already at about 2 o'clock today, he's meeting with the ministers, the Praetorian Guard that always protect him and get all those grants, to tell us that he's not going to let Trump come and run Philadelphia. And he's going to stop Dugan from bringing Trump here to run Philadelphia. This is a test of Philadelphia, though. You have a viable candidate. You have somebody who has a lot going on here. The math is there to have a shot, not like the other three times when there was no shot. In a DA's race, when you get over $1 million thrown in and there's six other candidates, it's going to be hard to beat that guy. Carlos Vega didn't have a lot of name recognition when he ran against him. And then Chuck Peruto Jr. was just, I don't know, running for DA. Come on. That's what he's faced. It's like Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro has not faced any real challenge. With Stacey Garrity, I think he is going to face a real challenge. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question today, which is great kids film or TV show coming off National Youth Day. And coming off the fact, I wish I could say who sent me that Josh Shapiro clip. Just brilliant eye. Him referencing his son now and the transit issues. God. Hope to speak to Johnny Z, too, because he sent me something saying, oh, yeah, he's ordered all kinds of special oysters for Friday when we have Mike Testa there. You got to be there for that. I've never eaten an oyster before that I know of, nor would I.
What do you mean that I know of?
That I know
you think
of.
Someone slipped you one time?
Yeah. It's like the vodka.
Put it
thing.
In your drink.
I never had vodka. I got to say, the vodka was great. I wouldn't have done two of them during a show, but one was pretty tasty. He put in a whole bunch of other ingredients. So, again, we're at Mulligan's.
You can unlock a whole plethora of options for Dom Giordano.
Yeah. Well, the baked potato with nothing on it.
Do you consider yourself a picky eater?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I am. Sure. Yeah, I'm not easy to. Yeah, Ro would tell you.
I'm not. I'll sample everything.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll certainly be sampling. And Mike Testa, who keeps on talking about the Bayshore communities, will.
Can we get like some stomach or something for Henry to try while he did the oyster?
I've eaten worse.
Yeah. I just want to have a big map there at Mulligan's of the Delaware Bay to see how we're going to change that to the Bay of New Jersey.
People are shocked on YouTube still to hear that you don't have oysters or you've never had an oyster. Sodal says no oysters, Dom.
No. I know all the qualities of oysters. Dan, you remember when Testa was on, though, going off on the big oyster making and all that stuff? Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was quite unbelievable. Yeah.
There's your question, maybe. Just oysters, yes or no?
Oh, vote on oysters.
Yeah. I think they're controversial enough food that you might have a...
Okay.
Maybe.
What do you think, Henry?
You don't think so, Henry?
I don't know. I feel like... Either like oysters, you never had them.
Right.
And then you just don't like the visual, you know, everything that goes with it. It looks like a giant booger.
I might do that. I still have the Jimmy Sprinkles type of thing. Mm. It's nothing's like gravy and sauce.
How about Pennsylvania versus Jersey?
That's a decent question. Coffee that's an easy tea. One. Pennsylvania, Jersey is wretched.
I'm just curious. Do we draw more Pennsylvania listeners than Mulligan's or Jersey listeners?
Probably Jersey.
You think so?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right. So all that going
Fisherson
down.
Fisherson says oysters go well with vodka. You can do both at the same time.
All right, Johnny, serve up a vodka there.
Festy says never had an oyster. Look disgusting. I would starve before eating them.
There you go.
Okay. Well, you know what? That might be the questions. Oysters, yes or no? We're working on it. How would that be? A little side. We'll
oysters
take a little
are vote. Starvation.
And Edward says, wait till the water gets a bit colder. September, the colder the water, the better the oyster.
A lot of oyster knowledge here. Okay. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You get a
are
line.
Are you eating it raw or cooked?
I'm going to ask Johnny when you guys get him on here. You know, I would say
no,
cooked.
No, you got to do
look,
it raw.
I'm taking raw. The minutes.
You got to do a freshly shucked oyster.
I want the training wheels on here big time.
You can't do an oyster raw. That's more breadcrumbs. And
just
John, is that not training wheels?
Put all kinds of things in there. Take anything that's going to take away the nasty stuff potentially. All right. It's 855-839-1210. Jump in on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, it is Dom time. Here is, we just heard from Judge Dugan. Here is Larry Krasner making the point when Dugan announced, this was his first statement yesterday, and listen to where he's going. He wants to take on Trump. I mean, somebody's got to tell Trump about this Krasner guy. Can you imagine the fun that Trump will have? And Krasner, when he cleans off his glasses, that's the tell. That's when the insufferable really kicks in. Here's Krasner, though, talking about Dugan, but more talking about we're not going to let Trump come to Philadelphia.
It is a sunny and funny day in Philadelphia. Funny why? Because we just found out
that
Democratic candidate in the DA's election, the one I beat, is now the Republican candidate. That's after he said he's a lifelong Democrat. That's after his campaign.
Get out of the road, Larry!
He would never run as a Republican.
And a lot so of sun glare there, Larry.
Looks like I'm going around in circles. I am, because this don't
your political
make
career.
No sense. But then again, what does make sense about the Trump-led Republican Party?
There we go.
What does make sense is this, that they blur fact and fiction, that they blur truth and untruth.
Get out of the street.
That they blur science and scams. That they would like you to blur elections and insurrections. That's who they are. They are at war with the truth. I'm asking you to join me. Let's stand up, not just here, but all over the country, to this kind of debasement, this kind of undermining of our election process. I need your donations. I need your volunteering. I need your help. And I would love to have it. Let's stand up and let's fight this fight.
All right. Now, speaking of debasement, this is Cut 13, youtube.com/1210. This is David Muir. Now, I was in the spin room watching Muir in the debate, second debate with Kamala Harris. The one, CNN, who can complain? Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, they just were moderators of that. Not David Muir, and I forget the woman's name. Listen to David Muir and the chief White House correspondent, Mary Bruce, scoff. Now, I don't know if Mary Bruce was in Washington or not. It's one of those times you'd like to see a roving gang come by and yell something out, not do anything to her, but just to make the point that it is out of control. Listen to their take on the crime rate in New York.
In the meantime, we turn to Washington, D.C. now, where President Trump has ordered the National Guard to take over policing in the nation's capital. Tonight, the mayor there pushing back with the crime stats and what they actually show. Here's Mary Bruce.
For the first time in American history, the president seizing control of the police in the nation's capital and deploying hundreds of National Guardsmen. Trump says to fight crime on the streets of Washington, D.C.
I'm announcing a historic action to rescue our nation's capital from crime, bloodshed, bedlam, and squalor, and worse. This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back.
President Trump declaring a public safety emergency in D.C., painting an apocalyptic picture, adamant crime is spiraling out of control. But his depiction stands in stark contrast to the official figures, which show crime in the Capitol is actually in decline. Violent crime recently hitting a 30-year low, down 26% since last year. Burglary down 19%. Murder down 12%. Still, the president said today the D.C. police will now be able to do whatever they want.
They're standing there and people are spitting in their face and they're not allowed to do anything. But now they are allowed to do whatever the hell they want.
All right. So there we go, the continuing battle. And here is the person in charge. I forget when Robert was on with him. And I said, yeah, Robert, the person in charge in Washington, D.C., the chief, is the former equity or DEI superintendent. Listen to the chief have difficulty with this back and forth talking about the phrase chain of command. Think about that, chain of command.
What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear. The president has requested MPD services, and our home rule charter outlines the process. The president designated Attorney General Bondi as his proxy to request services for.
So
let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
So the police chief was Pamela Smith, and she was the one that was first answering there. And she says, "What does that mean?" And then she steps aside to have someone else come answer the question.
I think it was Bowser answers the question.
So one more time, here's that audio.
That's what the chain of command is now.
What does that mean?
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's keep that. So I thought she then continued. No, it's Bowser answering. Get this woman. Now, this woman is in charge. Think of the police chief in a place like Philadelphia, whatever. They have immense duty. It's like the head of Homeland Security. They literally at times have lives of people in their hands by their actions, decisions that they make, how driven they are to protect us, like here in Philadelphia. And this woman, the former DEI or the equity person who's now the police chief, says, what does that mean? You would think she would just keep. Just think about somebody in a paramilitary background. I know we have a lot of police sources listening. You're going to say chain of command. What does that mean? It tells you all that you know, need to know about this. They are frauds. It is not a safe city. It is not coming down enormously. They're cooking the books and they can't cook them enough is what I believe. In addition to that, violent juvenile crime is enormous. Same thing here in Philadelphia. Krasner has a soft spot for that. The violent juvenile who takes the life. We talk often about the kid who was just putting water. A family is shopping, bringing it into the house. They kill him right there in Mayfair. And some of those people still vote for Democrats that support, at least on paper, Larry Krasner. You're either with us or you're against us. And if you're in Northeast Philadelphia, and you just can't bring yourself to vote for a guy who may or be not, whatever his title is here, the judge. You got to be kidding me. You want to continue to live under this insufferable little man. I think the judge is right, Dan. He went to Conestoga High School. I know that. Did he really do dressage? Did he really ride horses at Conestoga High School? And I like what the judge said, but, you know, Dan, I was ready to say, judge, I wish, again, you don't have to say, let's go outside and I'll thrash you. Just stand up near him and tell him, take that back, you punk.
Yeah.
That's all. Nobody says anything about your, that's a rule in Philadelphia. We talked about this with Sam Katz. This little guy, you guys don't remember, Dan, I don't think you were here, but it was during the Sam Katz versus John Street. And they had this little guy for the unions with a bullhorn who would run up to Sam Katz as he came to an event and call his wife over the bullhorn in his face the C word. You got to drop that guy right there. And Philadelphia is going to support you. Second time he ran, John Street sent out 200 guys when he announced in West Philly, surrounding him, cursing and screaming, shut the blank up. And I asked, what did you do? And he said, well, what could we do? Philadelphia, you have 300 guys. That's the way it works. So I'm not saying the judge ought to physically attack Larry Krasner, but I'm glad to hear what he was thinking. This insufferable little man. God. All right, he's never had a real challenge. So if you want to be a loser and go around and say, you can't win, good. Lie down, Let them run over top of us. Because remember, it's not just who the president is. It's every election counts. All right, coming to you on the side question, this guy Pritzker, the billionaire, the good billionaire for the Democrats, is out there all over the place. The Free Press has a piece today on something he's a big supporter of. It's a mom talking about questions about mental illness and doing harm to yourself that they're going to ask all these kids every year. A survey, I'll give you the five questions that are intended to be put to her son, who's a middle-aged son, in private. And this is going to go on starting this year in Illinois. Apparently, mandatory school screening of kids for mental illness is what this is about. I'll give you the questions. And remember, you have no parental right. You have no look over the shoulder with this. And that's what maniacs like this Pritzker guy want. These are chilling with middle-aged kids. All right. Middle school kids. 855-839.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
12 tap. All right, Dr. Giordano Show, rounding into great form. The countdown on. Are you going to be with us for all the fun? What's the magic of Johnny Z and Mulligans? Just think of all the great memories.
I think I know.
What is it?
Amazing food.
Alcohol.
Yeah,
yes.
Camaraderie.
Camaraderie,
like the
yes.
Cheers bar every time you walk in. Yes. It seems like everybody knows your name.
That's it's exactly right. Yes, that's bar. What it is like. The great debate. Some of the bands that we've had. There are actually two bands, right, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had Burning Sky and Real Diamond come by.
Yeah, Real Diamonds. Yeah, I couldn't believe we were getting them. That was incredible.
Neil Diamond
Neil
cover
Diamond
band.
Cover
Other one
band.
Was a Bad Company cover band, yeah.
Yes. And Kelsey Grammer appearing there. The French fries, eating the French fries. Let's go to Johnny Z, our host. And he puts on his...
We have Frasier over at the Cheers of Wildwood, I just realized.
That's
we're
right. That's
up.
Right. Here you go. We should have said that. Hey, Frasier, don't you feel at home? I just was mesmerized by the way he was fingering those French fries and just the actor. It was unbelievable. Let's go to Johnny Z at Mulligans. Hey, John, welcome in. Thanks for hosting us again. Now, we believe this is the 10th. So can we get a giant X, like Super Bowl, outside?
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good, John.
So something happened there. There was a little bit of an interference.
I was asking, can you get a giant X somewhere since
you know,
the Super
they
Bowl
have them for WrestleMania where they kind of pointed them like the wrestlers in the lead up. They would be kind of cool to have out there, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll run down the convention center. I might be able to try to find something from when they had the wrestling. I'll tear that thing down and bring it over to Mulligan's.
If we made a call to Ben Rose right now, he'd have it on a flatbed truck over there in 5 minutes.
I want a wrestling ring, too, in the parking lot.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, just like the White House.
There
okay.
You go. Yeah, that's right. No, it's going to be
the Summer White House.
The
UFC.
The UFC is going to perform on July 4th. The 250th is going to be a UFC event on the White House lawn or patio, whichever one it is.
What a day and age. Yeah. What a day and age.
So, John, you're right on, Senator Testa wants to change the name Delaware Bay of New Jersey, and he just went off on oysters when he was on. So what have you ordered for Friday?
But we have two different kind of oysters I'm bringing in. They're both local. One are Cape May salts, which are excellent. Nice, big, plump oysters. And then South Bay oysters. They're a little bit smaller, but they're a little bit cleaner, little tastier. So, we'll do a little taste test and see what's what.
I'm going with the South Bay. Smaller, cleaner, Dan. That's what I'm going with.
Those bigger ones are good. Those Cape May salts.
And, John, do you remember what was in the Dom Giordano drink, the vodka drink? It seemed to be 10 concoctions.
Dom wants eight of those.
That was in the martini glass. That's that was vodka, triple sec, a little bit of watermelon pucker, a little bit of apple pucker, touch of grenadine for color, and then orange and pineapple juice.
Oh, my God.
It sounds delicious.
Oh, it would taste it unbelievably. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, Dan.
Sorry, I'm just curious. Yeah. Johnny, are we planning to do these raw or are we doing them fried, the oysters?
No, raw. Raw. You're down to shore.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I might be able to produce some oysters Rockefeller, which are cooked. We're gonna do the roll. Little cocktail sauce, little bit of lemon, and that's the way we do it down here.
All right. So, John, what is the signature drink, if there is one, of Mulligan's, would you say?
Signature drink. Well, I mean, we're known for our Bloody Marys, especially. We don't use any kind of pre-made mix. We do them all ourselves.
I remember the first event right before COVID, my God, and we were all crammed in there for Trump coming to the shore, Rich's show. He was on the morning then. I followed 9 to noon. Boy, what radio, things, times change.
And
it was packed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. That day, if I never make another Bloody Mary as long as I live, I'll be happy. I was, by the time 3 o'clock or so, I was covered in tomato juice from shaking it. We actually ran out of tomato juice at the bar. We had to go over to the Acme. Thank God it was there. And we bought, I don't know how many bottles of tomato juice to bring back. You know, we almost wiped them out, too. That was nuts.
Yeah. So, John, pretty good season at the shore. Are people spending? Or are they okay with stuff, do you think?
Yeah. It's been interesting. It seemed like the fourth took forever to get here. Once it did, it just took off like crazy. I'm hearing mixed things from different people, different motels, different restaurants, all kind of different things. I'm hearing a little bit of a mix. I mean, it's not a bad season, but it's not a banner season. It's been an okay season. I don't know. I don't know if people are still reeling from the economy a little bit, still suffering from a little bit of inflation. I don't know. But it's been a decent summer.
All right. Well, John, again,
we don't underline enough.
Yes.
It's really a rare case. And trust me, I know, because I'm obsessed with soups, to find a place that has the kind of soups that Mulligan has. And I know you're down the shore, and I know it's weird to go see a movie down the shore, and certain things are weird, but do yourself a favor. You head to Wildwood, try their Clams Casino soup, or check what their soup of the day is, because Johnny brings it every single time. It's, again, weird to suggest soup for a shore bar and grill, but man, Johnny, I got to underline, every time I get those, they are delicious.
And the menu is incredible. Every night, something big, something different.
Absolutely, and I appreciate the nice words, Dan. Yeah, you would think, pardon me, that the soups would do better, in the fall and winter, but no, we sell them like crazy all year round. Yeah, it's really, really something.
All right, John, well, we'll be there around 11:30, 11:20 or so, ready to set up for for the Summer White House X this time, Roman numeral X.
Thanks, Johnny.
Absolutely. We'll figure something out for the X.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Dan, he and his wife are immediately going to get a giant X out there somehow or another. Come on, Ben Rose. Is there anything left for the wrestling over at the convention center?
It's not completely necessary, John.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And just, no, you don't have to. It'll be a lot of fun. Oh, man. Cook the oysters, though. I want the small. And
cook oysters.
Why
man.
Did he say
it's
clean, then? He said this oyster is the cleaner of the two. He said it, not me. He's a food expert. All right.
That's a good point.
855-839-1210. You get on board the Earl of Tacony next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, you had Judge Dugan on talking about Larry Krasner.
Yes.
And Larry Krasner's problem is he was always a defense attorney. He believes in the Shawshank Redemption, where everybody here is innocent.
And, yeah, he said he's a defense attorney with power. He says that all the time now. Yeah.
Well, that's his problem, because Larry thinks that he's a public defender. That's not his job. Returning rioters back to the mob. He works for Soros. He pays his bills. Releases murderers so they go out and rack up more kills. Larry thinks that he's a public defender. A public defender. Larry's letting all the criminals go. It seems he never stops. Larry's never happy. Unless he locks up the cops.
Right. Keep going, Earl.
Right, keep going, Earl. You're on a roll here. This is the uncut version of the next Christmas album. We got to bring back Krasnerville, too. Yeah.
Krasnerland.
Yeah, Krasnerland. Krasnerland.
Oh, I have 3 Larry Krasner songs for the next Christmas album, so I've been keeping up on that.
And what's your side today? What's the kids' film or TV show?
If you thought Old Yeller was bad, I have one about cute, fuzzy little bunnies. It's called Watership Down. It's a political movie. It shows you how you sell your soul to live under democratic socialism, what it's like to live under oppression under a communist regime, and how you have to fight for your freedom. And it's all about cute, fuzzy little bunnies. Now, granted, at the end of the film, the farm dog goes and comes up over the hill and starts killing bunnies and throwing bloody rabbit corpses all over the place. But, you know, those of us who watched it in our early teens back in the 80s and 90s, we turned out all right.
Questionable, but thank you, Earl, very much for that. Earl will be, of course, at the summer White House.
Krasner World. Krasner World. Krasner World. Not safe to live in the city.
Yeah, that's one of his best, without a doubt. With able help from Dan there. All right, so phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Still, Democrats wanting to die on a new hill. Another one where Trump is going to win. Morning Joe today even read, I think it was an email from one of his friends saying, I'm not totally opposed, liberal friend said, to Trump's National Guard. Crime remains rampant. I've had too many friends carjacked, shot at. None of us walk more than 3 blocks after 8 p.m. This is going to end up being one of President Trump's most popular actions. Okay? Self-identified liberal saying that. So why this all-out attack? Because that's what they're going to do. Trump's not going to accept the status quo. The Epstein thing has simmered down quite a bit. So they're going to go January 6th. That's what we're going to hear. And they're going to say that their police chief that we just played you, you can stop the text and all, several people saying, come on, you guys must have made that up. The police chief had to say, what's that mean? Dan, play that one more time if you have it handy. The chain of command here. Here's
that's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi's?
Then the mayor, I think, had to tag in and carry the rest of the news conference.
Speaking to the mayor, how does this work?
So the executive order is clear.
Right. That's the mayor, I believe. The police chief saying, what is chain of
command? What the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Oh, my God. Is there no level of embarrassment? The mayor has to jump into the ring right here. Oh, yeah, yeah. You didn't hear that about not knowing chain of command. How in the world would you not know that and rise to the level of police? It is probably one of the 2 or 3 most common things you would know as a cop or a military. 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Bentz here for a moment. Let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the great news that Dr. Bentz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even putting off seeing a dentist, or if you're a general dentist, could use some backup on complicated cases. Well, you come to the right place. Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, I've been a patient of Dr. Bentz for 10 years. I'm happy with all the developments of my oral health, including electric toothbrush, using the water pick, just several really good tips, even from his hygienist. You'll get on the road to great dental health, same as me, and have that smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment now, 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, DentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Scott Jennings returns tomorrow at 12:15, and I will ask him, how much bourbon does he have in his cup that he drinks from when the liberal mania starts every night? Like last night, he told a story of being at Union Square, grabbing something to eat, turning around, a body fell. Someone had been shot right in front of him. Union train station, I mean, whatever you call it there in Washington. And I told you, even the Joe Scarboroughs of the world telling us that, it's dangerous here. It's always been that way. And nobody's done anything about it. They just shrug. So whatever Trump's motivations are, hard to tell on just anything, he's doing the right thing here. By the way, the story that's developing, we haven't talked too much about it today. It's developing. John Solomon, who has great sources inside the Trump administration, inside what's going on in Washington, reporting yesterday, this Democratic whistleblower told the FBI that Adam Schiff approved classified leaks in order to target Trump. This intelligence staffer who worked for House Democrats for years called the behavior treasonous and illegal. Now, they're following up on all these, and I know we often hear from people, follow up. These things take time. These things are not easy to bring to a conclusion with a guy like Schiff, but they are applying pressure. There's a lot of fronts going on here. And I think you are going to see indictments on the stuff that Tulsi Gabbard put out, ultimately through the grand jury, which I believe is in Florida. All right, big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody. We're bringing in some new people at Mulligan's in addition to all the regulars. It's going to be an extravaganza. And I've been noticing this guy who I believe is a former union or is a union iron worker, construction worker, former Democrat, I think, something like that, is really scorching with Wake Up Jersey. His Twitter handle, when you go, his Twitter is a source. It's unbelievable. He's going to come on for a couple of minutes and introduce himself. He'll be part of the roving panels and all the other fun that happened. Matt Rooney will be there, Paula Scanlon. So it's going to be quite, if you want to meet all these folks, here's your opportunity in one shot. And if you want to see me eat the cleaner of the oysters, I'm going to wrap some the other ones up, drive them home after being in the heat for 8 hours, and drive them over to Dance in South Jersey. Drop them off at the door for him. I'm sure he can consume them then. He seems to think there's no problem.
What are we talking, oysters?
That's oysters, like a, yeah.
I'm like not a, doing warm oysters.
It's like a bioweapon.
No, I learned
point.
My lesson down in Myrtle Beach. I think we got the Legionnaires.
Oh, my Legionnaires disease. What the hell is going on?
1800s.
Yeah. All right. All right. So you get in now. Hit us with that all-time kids film. People on Twitter defending old Yeller. At a point, he had rabies. They had to do it. I still think with kids. Kids, someday, you're going to have to take out old Yeller. I know it's a classic.
Horrible lesson.
I know.
What do you mean?
The guy who
old
on Twitter.
Old Yeller is a terrible lesson.
Marcus Aurelius says, well, the kid grew up and he became a man. He did what he had to do. I don't know. I don't think the kid killed him.
Yeah, he killed him in the end. Yeah.
Oh,
he shot
my God.
Him.
Hey, Dan, keep Henry
what's
away
from. What's the lesson learned?
Yeah, keep
one?
Henry away from shotguns and mercy
appreciate
killings.
Appreciate what you got
here.
While you got it.
Yeah, appreciate
Dan,
what you got.
You look like you're limping a little bit there
death.
From the oysters. So
everything
let's bring
comes
Henry
to an
in.
End.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dom's right. Tried to give me legionnaires.
Well, I forget what age I read the book, but like it teaches about life and death at least a little bit.
All right. It's 855-839-1210. Big 2 o'clock hour straight ahead.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.